But one thing we can do with our thoughts, we can use our thoughts to keep us remembering who we are, that we are living, we are loving, as a remembrance in case we get out there and forget. Because, you see, we forget who we are. We can't keep focused 3 seconds on one idea until it splits off. And we start focusing on depression and anxieties and rejections and fears, and we can't even keep focused on them in terms of the thought. But the feelings can hold a long time on it, and the body can just get up real tight and mess us up for hours. And then we wonder, why am I uptight? Oh yeah, I feel bad. Oh yes, I remember now. They hurt my feelings. And so we have this type of funny remembrance pattern in our body. Wouldn't it be nice if the remembrance pattern in our body first started out saying, it's relaxed and peaceful and joyful. And then the feeling said, oh, that's really good. And the mind said, eureka, I'm free. I have freedom at long last. Did you know that this week was declared the week of freedom someplace in this country by some officials? You know, freedom isn't a license to walk through the doors and smack other people or abuse them. Freedom is that to be who you are and what you are and how you are until you can get to the essence that you are the sky and that you're all in and among, part of, the very essence of all things. Then you don't have to separate it from you. You don't have to play the game of, oh, I want to be that or I want to be that. Because you see, it's just a thought that is wanting, and it's just a feeling that's doing it, and it is the essence of who you are that must be dealt with. At that time when we come to the essence of what is, God will be reigning personally upon the earth as the sky. And guess who is the sky? All of us. Be Rish Be Sham.